So the song is saying, God is coming, he'll save you. If you are weary in heart, he's ready to save you. Amen. And from the song, there are two things it's talking about. Those who are afraid, it's like fear is one of the tactics the devil uses to overcome us. It could be fear of the future, fear of the past record, maybe of failure we've gone through, or fear of the unknown, fear of the dark, so many things, fear of the times. But our fearful hearts, we need to learn that as we come in the house of the Lord, that fearful heart that we have, it's not of God. Amen. God is strong, he is mighty. It is also talking about others. It's not just fearful hearts. Others, it's because of the problems they've gone through in life. Others, it's broken hearts. Amen. But we are happy that this morning, despite all these conditions, the Lord is saving us from them. Amen. You posted it. So if you are online, you can check the words there. It will help. come into your house in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, have mercy on us, O God, in your house. Help us, guide us this morning. Jehovah, I bring everything under the control of your spirit in Jesus' name. I bring every thought, Jehovah, every mind, every problem, every trouble, every trial, every ailment in Jesus' name. Father, under the control of the Holy Ghost, Jehovah, this morning, fear, brokenheartedness, problems, defeats, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that let the Holy Ghost, Father, your word brings faith, your word brings love, your word brings joy, your word brings peace, in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for every sister, every brother that Satan has buffeted, Satan has courted, in Jesus' name. Satan, get out of their lives, in Jesus' name. Lord, this morning, I pray, have mercy on us, Jehovah. Father, if you are not our God, we are not going to go anywhere, Jehovah. We are going to die, Jehovah. We are going to rot, Jehovah. Oh, Father, have mercy on us this morning. Father, sometimes we are fearful hearted. Sometimes we are broken hearted, Jehovah. Sometimes we do things according to our own thoughts, Father. Sometimes we are foolish. Sometimes we are carnal. Sometimes we are lazy. Sometimes we are disobedient. Oh, Father, Jehovah. Sometimes we have all the opportunities, but we don't do it. Oh, Father. But Lord, forgive us this morning. Forgive me, Father. Forgive all of us as we come into this beautiful, wonderful house. Oh, Father. Jehovah, let the name of the Lord Jesus Christ be blessed. Let it be lifted up, oh God. Lord, as your word is open, I can't speak, Jehovah. I can just tell stories. But Lord, I'm asking that have mercy on me. As that donkey used me, Father, to speak this morning. That my brothers and sisters may get something, Lord, from your word. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. While we are still standing, we can open the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 24. So Matthew 24, we'll start from verse 12. I don't know if we have anyone to interpret this morning. Brother Kashala? Okay. Maybe he can have a seat in the audience. So Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Amen. We can sit down. So greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. I'm happy to be here this morning in the house of the Lord. Amen. And by his grace, the Lord will help us to open his word. Amen. Yeah, I just want to share with you a topic on a little thought. Yeah, on a word that I'll entitle the slumber party. Amen. Slumber party. I think the only person who may know this word is Brother Silungwe, because I believe you used to hear this word at Pinewood, isn't it? We are going for slumber party. Yes, and this word, I first heard it at Pinewood. I didn't know. So the word, I will try to break it down. The slumber party. What kind of a party is there? So many parties. There's a birthday party. You know, so many parties. Okay? But there's also what they call a slumber party. Okay? Now, first, let me define what a slumber party is. This is a party where two or more people, okay? Usually, girls, they stay overnight at one person's house. Okay, that's the slumber party. I don't know, maybe there are some sisters who attended slumber parties when you were young, I don't know. But when I was at Pinewood School, because that school, you can take a seat, brother, there's no problem. Just on the middle. Yeah. Now you can position yourself on the middle so that those at the back, you just the way I usually do, I put the seat there, no problem. When I was at Pinewood School, there were girls usually on a Friday, because these children, they come from very well-to-do families. Almost all those children who came to that school, and because of that, you find that you have a girl, she has one big bedroom, amen, which for us could be equal to maybe our rooms here, our homes. But so because of that, on a Friday, usually they will communicate with their parents to say, I want my friends to come to my house. So they call that a slumber party. Amen. Usually it's done by girls. Amen. So I chose on this word. And as we go on, we'll try to get the idea behind it all. So there are two words. The word is slumber party. There are two main words. There's the word slumber and there's the word party. So let's break it down. The word slumber, what is to slumber? To slumber, it is to sleep lightly. Usually in church, if you are lucky, you look around, you find someone slumbering. Amen. Or dozing, that's what it means to slumber. Amen. Okay, and then the word party, it means to celebrate, have moments of pleasure accompanied by laughter, usually. That's what a party is about. Amen. So now, the word slumber, we have to understand that slumber itself, the word ukushipula is better, brother. The word slumber itself, it has its own time or moment. Amen. The appropriate time to slumber is in the night. It's not during the day, right? And if it's during the day, if you are slumbering during the day, maybe it is after you've done all the day's work. Or maybe after you are at break time, you are at school or you are at work usually. You can maybe slumber a little bit in your office or staff room if you are a teacher. No one will have problems with you. Amen. So now let us look at the book of John chapter 9. Verse 4, what is it telling us about slumber? John chapter 9. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Now, why is the Lord Jesus Christ saying the night is coming when no man can work? Because the night is designed for slumber. The night is designed for sleep. When someone comes to your house in the night and they find all of you are sleeping, it's dark, 21 hours maybe, that person has got no right to start querying, to say, why are you sleeping? Why are you sleeping now? I know these days here in town, people sleep late, isn't it? But he said, wacha tama, nkoloko ya tunizuwa. Amen. 1845B. Everyone is in the house. People start moving. You look at the time, it's still 18 hours. But it's very dark outside. So, the night comes, no one can wake in the night. Because a night is designed for slumber. But you know what happens? There are some people, I don't know if I'm getting this term correctly. They are like nocturnal animals, what they call nocturnal. You know what nocturnal are? These are creatures which are very active in the night. But during the day, have you seen how a cat is when you come to a house? It will just be sleeping during the day. Even the pastor's dog, you've seen Badu, or even our dogs there. During the day, even if you are a visitor, you come, don't worry, you open the gate. Sometimes, okay, it may try to bark, but usually it doesn't bark during the day. You can think, this dog, I think it's a useless dog. Amen. Because during the day, it is the way God has designed them, they are in slumber mode. Even if the dog is moving during the day, its body is not fully active. It's in a state of slumber. But when the night comes, when it's very dark, from nowhere the dog is excited, the tail is excited. It will move around any little sound. Even a person that you see, it knows. It will start barking. Woof! That's what the pastor's dog does. I was here the other evening, I was here. So I wanted to just lock the gate. The way it came to me as if, so I just said, Badu, it's me, Badu, it's me. It came with full force as if I was a thief. The other day we were with Susiso in the night here. I don't know if the pastor was hearing. So it kept on barking because it knew that no, around this time of the night, I'm not supposed to hear any commotion. I come to the toilet, it was just by the toilet door, it was just barking. You see, because it is designed for the night. But for us, we are designed to be active during the day. A human being, when it's in the night, automatically the body shuts down. You do, even if you're doing work in the night, you find that it's a struggle. Amen. So, why? Because you are in a state of slumber. Now, the Bible speaks of slumber, another scripture. Let's look at God Himself. How is God? We'll read Psalms 121 verse 4. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Hey, you've seen how God is. God 24/7 doesn't sleep because God is not in time. Amen. Eternity is not time. Amen. So there is no occurrence of tenses like now, tomorrow, yesterday. Eternity is just is like that. Amen. So God watches over Israel. He doesn't sleep or slumber. Now, can you imagine what us people do, us men, what we do? We hire another man for the night. I don't know if watchmen are nocturnal creatures. But how sure are you 100% the man you put there at the gate the whole night that he's going to protect your house, he's going to guard this place? How sure are you? There was a time, I think, with my wife, we went to, there's this place, it was a lodge. That lodge was very strange because I had come for a workshop, so I didn't even come here at the house. The workshop is somewhere around Rufunsa, so I had to find a place in Avondale, somewhere there. So I just told her, because it's 2 days, I have to go back. Let's just find a place. So she visited me, there was this lodge. Now, very nice little place, but it didn't have business. We didn't realize that. Can you imagine we were the only customers? So now I was surprised. There were the activities later on around 21, 22. It was very quiet. And then there was a man. So we were trying to find out some hot water or something. The lady was saying, oh, sorry, we have knocked off, but go to the gate. There's a man, his name is Mr. Tembo or something like that. The gate. I went to the gate. This man had even closed. He was even fast asleep, enjoying himself. So you see, why? Because he's just like me. But God doesn't sleep, he doesn't slumber. So what does this mean? When a child of God is doing whatever they are doing, God is always with you 24/7. What did he do to the children of Israel? The children of Israel, they were being guided by that pillar of cloud. The Bible says during the day it was just like a cloud. But during the night, automatically, it became a fire. It was... So, that is why when the Bible says, all things work together for good to they that love God, what does that mean? It means whatever is happening to you, that light is on top of your head. As long as you love God, as long as there is the love of God in your heart, all things don't work together for good to those watch that dala. Those who do things, they know this is wrong, but they do it. It means you are keeping yourself away from that light. When you keep yourself away from that light, it means whatever you do, it shall not prosper. Amen. Now, let us look at Proverbs chapter 6. What is it encouraging us on slumber? Verse 6. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. Amen. How long will you sleep, O sluggard? When will thou arise out of your sleep? Amen. Amen. There are some believers, they're just sleeping. They don't want to stand. They don't want to take up whatever gift the Lord has given to them. You know how us people in Zambia, the way we do things sometimes. You know, you have a problem, you have an emergency. The other time I was riding my bicycle and I had a very urgent program. I think we were having fellowship that day. So I wanted to come back here. So all of a sudden I noticed, I pumped my back tire, it had a flat, it became flat. So I said, let me take it to the guys who do this. So when you're riding bicycles, you just see where there are wheels of bicycles, you know, how much damage. So I took my wheel to this guy. I told them, help me. I have a puncture here, okay? Now, can you imagine? I said, help, Odi, help. I need help. I've got a puncture. They are all looking at me. But the other guys were even playing draft. I waited 5 minutes. The guy I was thinking is a pity. He was not even a pity. A pity, it was the other guy. He was very busy. A pity, what? Oh. I've been waiting there. Can you imagine? I look at the time and I needed to come back. The bicycle is there. Do they want money, these people? They are doing business. So I gave him my bicycle, he started working on it. Amen. That sluggish attitude, it can never allow us to do things that will bring results in our lives. Amen. These people, I think they are not organized. Because when you see a client, you're supposed to do things quickly so that you have another client. So I waited for this man and it took all that time. Now, here the Bible says there's a person who is saying, I need to do God's work, but I need to sleep a little bit. I need to slumber a little bit. Like the pastor has said, when I was in Chatama, there are certain ideas that I started having in my head. Now, I was thinking that I'm not the pastor. You know, I can't do these things. But I think, I remember the pastor rebuked me for that. I was telling him, Pastor, so Pastor Ndu, I think you've heard him. I think I heard him in one of the preachers. I was telling him, so what else can I tell? I was a Chinese. Amen. So the pastor says, brother, you are the one in charge of the fellowship. Pray, seek the Lord. It's not like a syllabus. The series algebra is done. The next topic is sets. After sets, it's quadratic equations. From there, you are going to do shapes, basic shapes, and no. The syllabus is God. So I had to start taking time now to understand. Because you see, sometimes when you are doing something for the first time, you have a mind of fear that is restricting you, that is making you think that you can't do that work. Amen. Or it makes you think that if you do it, it will be wrong. Or if you do it, it won't go well with everybody. Amen. So I started seeking the Lord. And then there's one thing that I learned. Because as you seek the Lord and you pray, I started noticing that as a church, we needed now to start growing. Amen. We needed to start. Now, you see, there are certain things that you learn when you are young that you may not mind until you grow up. The pastor, you remember, here we talk about help fund and all that. So, even at church, so I said, okay, the way we do it in Lusaka, let me talk about it. Offering and help fund and giving and all these things. So I taught the believers, so help fund, you must surrender like this, like that. So, Tiffany, like Kurusaka, we used to do my 20 kwachas to help us if we have an emergency and this. That's what I was telling the people. I taught them about help fund. Now, so we need to prepare and we start doing what? Bringing help fund. Amen. You know what happened? No one brought help fund. Okay. Then I was thinking, should I talk about help fund again? Troubling, maybe I'm troubling these people. Things to do with giving. What? No. Anyway, we'll talk about it as we go on. So, something happened. There are some sisters who sent messages. Says, brother, we want you to come and pray. There's a sister in the village. She has a relative. She has a relative who is sick, so we thought you come and visit and pray for the relative. Okay, so anyway, we went there. We took it anyway. Let's go and pray. We went, we visited the sick person. The lady, she was down. She was not feeling well. She had fever. We laid our hands. I prayed for her. All right? And then, after I laid my hands and I prayed for her, we encouraged them to continue praying. But the following day, I was surprised. That sister was calling us. Abusa, mutipemberele kutiri kuno kuchipatala ku general matenda yaja. Yakula matenda. You mean that lady we visited yesterday, she was just having a headache and mal. So she couldn't sleep. So from that clinic, they referred us to the general hospital. So we are in town. So after an hour, she says, busa matenda yankala serious. She calls me after 30 minutes. That lady has died. Amen. So now what happened was, I didn't expect that to happen. So now I had to call Brother Banda, Brother Feston, Brother Sonia, said, we have this problem. And then now we asked the lady, which church was she going to? She was not going to any church. And then because she was not going to any church, there when they were registering for the funeral and everything, they even asked them to say, what is the name of the church where this lady goes to?
That lady, she says, our church, Irimwatu, Irimchayamaliro. So, they were registering our church. Amen. And it was the first time. I don't know how Maliro Kumunzi, how they handle funerals, how they are done. Of course, I've seen how funerals are done. But everything now was put on us. To tell you the truth, I was nervous. I had to tell the pastor that Abusa, there's a funeral here. What do we do? Programs like this. I still need advice here and there. So he had to tell me, well, there's a funeral, do this, this, this. Amen. So that funeral, it was in our hands. The whole arrangement was in our hands, and it was very, very... It was a strange thing. Amen. So now we had to organize to sing at the funeral, to do a lot of things at the funeral. Yeah. So, but one thing that I learned was, because now they were telling me, Mwambo waku no, what? I said, I send sawa churchy. We don't do Mwambo. But what we'll do, we will sing and we'll do these other things. The rest as a family, you see what you can do. Us, we'll share at the funeral. Amen. Amen. So, we had to sing. That time, we sang the whole night. Amen. And we noticed that it was a good thing. People were getting blessed. After singing, we had an opportunity to share the word of God. But the greatest opportunity that I was looking forward to, it was to share during the burial, because that's where you have a lot of people coming. So I thought this would be a very good opportunity for us to share. Amen. So I had to prepare myself as if I was preparing myself for a service. I had to go and pray. I had to ask the Lord that, Lord, you help me as I go for that funeral. Amen. Because usually when you have such gatherings, you have different kinds of people. Amen. You have others, they are wizards. Others, they are in witchcraft. Others, they've got juju. Others, they are drunkards. And usually at the funeral, you get resistance. At the funeral, because some people are drunk, some people are... So I had to pray. Amen. So I like what Brother Nice said. He said when you are going for battle and then you meet maybe people involved in witchcraft and all that, he said it is not time for you to start praying. It's time for battle. Praying, you do it. Praying is supposed to be done at home. Amen. So that is why even here, praying as we come for the service, the act of praying should be done at home. Amen. If the act of praying is not done at home, when you come for the service here, it will be a struggle. Amen. Why? Because this is not, yes, we prepare our hearts, we pray, but the real way of preparing for God's work is at home. If you don't prepare at home, when you come here, you'll be struggling. Because that's the time you need to pray. Amen. That's the time that you need to do what? To prepare. So, preparation time is supposed to be done at home. Like we say, if someone is preparing for marriage, like we are still waiting here for those wonderful days. Amen. I hope those who are in those days, they are preparing. Amen. Because if they are not preparing, amen. Because us, we want to come and celebrate. But we cannot celebrate where there's no preparation. Isn't it? So you prepare. That Mudavidi, you put your hands together, still equal. He said, we'll come and celebrate. Amen. So how do you prepare? You seek the Lord. There is no battle because the Lord doesn't sleep and he doesn't slumber. So he will take care of you. You see the good thing. He's always 24/7. He's with you. But the way God works sometimes, he's there in the sky. Do you know that when it's a cloudy day, aeroplanes still fly, isn't it? Do you know that? I remember when I was in Chatama with the boys, I was telling, because it was the first time that they were looking at stars. Hey, oh, so Kulima stars. Kaili in Lusaka, we are used with lighting, isn't it? So I was showing them that when I was young, those three stars, I always used to see them. So they were very excited. But the other day, there were no stars in the sky. Do you think the stars are always there, but there was a cloud, isn't it? So when you have a problem, you have a challenge, the stars are there. God is for seasons and times. Amen. To give you, to teach your hands war. Amen. You have to learn war. Because we don't take women for war, isn't it? We have to take men for war. So all of us, spiritually, we are men, including our sisters. We are soldiers of the cross. Not this nonsense that we see. Zambia army. These people. A woman, Zambia, if you find a woman, she's marching. Zambia. Serious. I know Brother Simkoko works with women police officers, but seriously speaking, they can't do the actual job of a police officer. They can write, but when you are going after a hardcore criminal, you shouldn't risk it to take women there. Amen. So, if you're a child of God, he's teaching you war. Before I got married, I don't know why I'm talking about marriage, but before I got married, there was war. Amen. And I remember, because I saw the war at Brother Anel's, because you know Brother Anel's wedding, him, he got married in May. 31 May, brother. Brother Sirungu got married in May, June, July. May I go to August, 3 months later. Amen. Brother Sirungu was finished. War. God was teaching him war. Amen. But after the marriage, did you see how Brother Sirungu came back? He knows himself. He said, brother, it means Mwesovita Mungondo. Amen. For me, I also had war. Amen. But it didn't come the way Brother Sirungu was. That, because God says, that's the grace he gives us. If he gives me the war Brother Sirungu went through, I wouldn't have managed, isn't it? So everyone has got war that they have to fight. Do you understand? It comes in different forms and sizes. But those stars you see up there, they are always there. I'm telling you. The stars are always there. The clouds will come. Don't worry, they're clear. You still see the stars. And the beauty of the stars, where you stand today, those stars which you see are over your head, they don't move. They've always been the way they are. Amen. Because God doesn't sleep, he doesn't slumber. Because do you know if God was slumbering to say, let me just sleep today, I'm tired of, yesterday I was protecting him, that day, all these years, let me just, I'll do it after, the devil will take advantage. Amen. So God doesn't slumber. But when you leave where his light is, that's where you have problems. Amen. So let's look at Proverbs 6. So it says, oh, sorry, my page has moved. Sorry about that. Proverbs 6:6. So the seven, which have no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long will thou sleep, O sluggard? When will thou arise out of thy sleep? Amen. Now, I was still telling you the story in Chatham. Now, after that funeral, we had to run up. The good thing was that the family was organized. They had already organized the coffin. They had already organized this. So when I came back on that Sunday, I said, what if this funeral was one of us, the actual one in this church? And those people, me, I didn't even know. They said, our pastor is in Chatama, is what? They were putting me on a program. That's when I told the believers, I said, let's do something. Let's wake up. Amen. So when the pastor was preaching during the overnight, those words, I was digesting them. Amen. They were making me excited. They were challenging me, but they were making me excited. You know that God needs to challenge us. You know those who do boxing. Do you know how it is? Who do boxing? I'm not saying boxing is not a godly sport. I'm giving it as an example. You understand? So boys, don't say Brother Nzima was saying boxing. Do you understand? Do you know what they do, those who do boxing? I never used to understand. When you're doing boxing, they want to fill your heart with hate for the opponent. There's no, if you go for boxing, say, no, this one, I love you, you are my friend, we'll have a good time in the ring, you can't do boxing, isn't it? Do you know what they do? They bring you, there's that, we used to watch a lot of Mike Tyson. They bring you for weighing, they say, this boxer, he weighs 16 pounds, he does his muscles, then the other guy comes there. Then you know what they do? They make them face each other. Okay? If possible, they'll say words to him. So the other one will say, okay, so you mean this is the fellow I have to fight? Why did you bring me a woman? So the other one will get upset. You're calling me a woman? You are a dwarf, you. You are a woman. You are a dwarf. You, hey! Vazale Serera. Not now. Amen. So when the pastor was talking to me, he was saying about focus. I was getting like this. You see that? This year, I want to go there where I've not gone. I want to go. I want to stand. Amen. He kept on. You know, he was bringing me. So I'm saying, I don't know if the pastor knows what he's doing to me. Focus. Amen. He was putting an appetite. That should happen to us also. Amen. It should arise so that on that day, that one called me a woman. The devil called me a woman. So that when you give him a punch, he should not rise up. Amen. Manje, you have a believer. Na kubyuda so byuda ka tienda ku boxing. The devil just give you bah! You won't rise up. Amen. Wanale kubwera ku church. Why? Because they were sluggish. Amen. When it's time to pray, rise up and pray. When I went to Chatama, the first days, you know, I was used, guys, the way I was doing things here. Oh, 19 hours. Oh, okay. Devotion. He's having a book of Psalms. And then I'll say, oh, Lord, thank you for the day. Bless this farm. Bless everyone, our church. Amen. Gone. Now, you know what would happen? 1845. 1845. I'm telling you the truth. 1845, it was 05, non-stop. Non-stop. Demons dancing. He said, go now. I said, no. So, what I started doing now, I'll get this. That's why I have a guitar. If it has a fort, I use the other one. And he's what I'm doing. I get to us. A gate is the Amai, the mother to Sister Peel. Habusa hapa gate, why? When I start in the morning, I will also be praying. Sometimes I'll start in the morning. There's a lady at the farm, her name is Wamake Winnie. There's very excellent service. Wamai, she ensures you eat. If you don't eat, it doesn't go well with her. 8 in the morning, Amakewin, she always brings a flask, she brings this, she brings. I told Amakewin, Amakewin, Lelo, Sinifuna flask, Osaleta flask. Warmer, don't bring the warmer here. Don't bring food here. My boy, I'm not sick. Hey, Kulivuto. No, there's no problem. Mango Fusis is that okay, let me tell her. Nirimapempero. Mom, she tells mom, my now what done? Why is what? I own the not yeah, since I own. Because I wanted also to fight the devil. Amen. So I also started now the whole day. There are some people, we invite them to church, they don't come. So when they pass there, even the way I pray. Ambuye, simnati pase kutiti zipema fodia. Fodia wononga moyo. Fodia ni uchimo. Ambuye mnati pase umoyo. Kutiti zikwanda imwe. Nyumba yatu ni gachi sikulingana na Korinto. Tusitumikira Mulungu. Chibuka Satana. They are passive there. Amen. those who do vinyao, you like it or not, you hear their sound. Amen.
Amen.
So now I was thinking when I came here, and now the pastor was speaking. What I'm doing there is very little. Amen.
Amen.
So let us not go for a slumber party. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at this man in Proverbs. A little folding of hands to sleep. There's a testimony I told you about a certain child we prayed for. This girl had terrible demons. I've never seen such. We tried to pray the whole week from 16 hours to 21. So, and she was biting. But Brother Sonizan was holding her. When she does this, wake up, the whole night, like this. I was shouting, my voice was gone. I said, what is the problem here? So, in spiritual warfare, if it's not working, first you have to hear what God has to speak, isn't it? So, what I did was, I didn't care. I said, it was some people, it was their first time. I said, you sister, because you are here, you, there were about four sisters, you, tomorrow don't eat anything. And what I told them was, don't eat anything. Don't even sweet. Amen. Now in my head, I was saying, these women, they've never. I just ignored that thought. I said, no. My interest is this. I said, even if you are breastfeeding a child, tomorrow we are going for war. Amen. So everyone should be at church 8 hours. If you don't have a watch, what? Find a watch.
8 hours,
everyone is there.
8 hours.
Amen.
Amen.
And then those sisters, we had to go for war. They brought children. So what I did was, the food that they had prepared for me, I brought for the children to eat. And we were praying. Amen. And when we were praying, we were having that war. When that girl came for prayers, God gave us victory. Those spirits, they left her. Amen. So what are we saying? We don't have to slumber. Amen. So whatever we need this year, don't give your heart to fear.
Amen.
But look at this believer here. He says, wait first. In Proverbs 6. This one says, a little slumber, a little sleep. Verse 10. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of hands to sleep. So shall your poverty. Here we are looking at the spiritual poverty. It also applies to the physical. Come as one that travelleth, and thy want as an armed man. Amen. You are a sister. You are failing to dress long dresses. Why? You are scared, guy. Because of slumber. Those demons, every time ukauka. Oh, sister Chite. When you put on a long dress, you see, all of those people will be laughing at you. Zanu, if you go with your Bible, if you carry this
Bible,
what will they think of you? That's the devil telling you, right? Then you listen to him. Amen. That's poverty. Amen. You are a believer, but you have poverty in your spirit. But when you rise up, the Lord will fight for you. Amen? So, we should not slumber. Let's look at Matthew chapter. Now, let me tell you one thing. Matthew chapter 25. Do you know that when you slumber, that is when the best things happen? God keeps the best thing for that moment because he wants to see our endurance. Amen. Let's look at Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25 verse 5. It's a story of the 10 virgins. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. You see that? Why didn't the bridegroom come at 18 hours? Why did he have to start coming late? Why not come? Because at 18 hours, all the children are awake. There's noise. The women are still doing pots. There's this commotion. There's this drunkards are making noise. Vima bar, they are still open. All these things. The bridegroom waits. Amen. All the elements have to die. Amen. So we should be there. We wait. Why is God? Why didn't the Lord come in 1910 or in the time of Brother Branham? Because he's waiting for that moment when everything else should be ready. Amen. So while they all slumbered and slept, they slumbered and they slept. They were snoring. They were dead sleeping. That's when he comes. Amen. The day that we decide, I'll stop going to church, that's when God will come. That's when something wonderful will happen. Amen. Because the devil is very cunning and crafty. Amen. We can never fight him using our own abilities. We need to be spiritual. Because look, when you're not spiritual, the devil will be speaking. You think it's just a thought. It's not just a thought. Amen. I was just telling the pastor about, I've been encouraged, Brother Ted here. Brother Ted, I was saying, if there's someone who's not supposed to be here for midweek services, Brother Ted, isn't it? Because Brother Ted, one, he doesn't have a car. Brother Ted is still staying with his parents. He's not supposed to be here. He's still staying with his parents. He doesn't have a car. He joined us recently. He's still learning things. We can say that, isn't it? But the brother is here. Amen. Why? Because he doesn't want to slumber and sleep. If the home cell is wherever it is, we have to go there. If we're strapped. Because I believe in sacrifice, there is a blessing. Amen. So the Lord is, because he's training us and he's protecting us. Amen. Even if we finish very late in the night, if we were praying, if we were doing his will, he'll take care of the rest. Amen. Because if we say, ah, that is very far, then transport man, if you only have for one way, just come. When going, that's over. Amen. God will make a way. Amen. These, they all slept, they slumbered. Now, there's a book that I was reading as I finalized. This book is it's a good book. Yeah, it encouraged me. So it just came to thought. So I thought some of the things that are taught in that book, maybe I could put them down. The book is called 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I don't know if you're able to interpret that, brother. Very effective thing. Yeah? Okay. I believe. 7 habits. Hi. Oh, imisango. Ah, okay. That people do. Alright. So, now, there are 7 things this man mentioned. Okay, let's see how Brother Kashalo interpret them. Number 1 habit, be proactive. Number 2, begin with the end in mind. Don't worry, I'll go through the details. Number 3, put first things first. Number 4, think win-win. Number 5, seek first to understand before you can be understood. Number 5, synergize. What is to synergize? I will explain what that means. Number 6, sharpen the saw. Saw is, brother, saw, which member, Fida. Vojubi David. So, let's look at James chapter 4, verse 8. So, the first habit is be proactive. The pastor talks about this word, it's a very important word. So, I thought of just. Saying the same. So James 4, verse 8. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Amen? Now, to be proactive. It means whatever you are doing, it should come from your heart. Amen. If you have a child at home, you always tell them, let's go, check school all the time. It's very worrying because when your push is not there, that child can't move, isn't it? So to be proactive, it is to have ideas that should come from you. So the part the pastor was mentioning, we had thought in Chatama to say, and I like those believers, they were saying, look, brother, Kai was saying now, Walendo, and you know, when we have visitors in Chatama, it is Wamai all the time, okay? She's the one, she'll start looking for food, she'll look for money, but, you know, when we'd visit her, I remember with the pastor, Brother Sulungwe, if you remember those times, we find there's meat on the table, there's what? Amen. But me, I'm in Chatama. I've seen the behind the scenes. Amen. She doesn't have any animal. Me, I used to think when she prepared that meat, that the animal's here. She doesn't even, not even a single, all the animals were finished. What she does, she starts running up and down. She'll call this person, Muribe kumberere. She was doing the running up. So as we were there, we are rejoicing. But now see the behind the scenes. She's an elderly mother, but she does the running up and down. Amen. And she doesn't want a visitor to go empty-handed. So I saw that. I said, okay. So with the brothers, I said, no. We had a meeting. Cozy. The pastor sends money for this, we thought. And then in the discussion, I remember in the group, there were these discussions. No, there's a shortage. We need money for Rufusa. There's a shortfall. So we need to contribute. Then because I was thinking, I need to contact Kurusaka so that at least if they can send us a 1.5, we can buy animals. We can do. Then I check in the group. It says there's a shortfall. Now, can you imagine? No, I said this is not right. And the pastors told us to say, as believers, we need to grow up. So we sat together. I said, you people, we have visitors coming. So Brother Feston said, yes, our lindo minute wa bwera. And they know themselves. You know how people live in the village. Brother Feston started himself. He says, isetuwa nsechiripa, no? Tizi wa manyumba. Wajawana chimanga kambali kambali, wana unga kambali. So they were even discussing mbali kulizina ya kambali kwa mazinga pa mariko kumunzi vewa machitira. So they bring, they said tiza using there's a name, they called the plate. They said ali wose tikepo unga unga unga. So unga for the visitors, milimi for the visitors, it will be what? It will come from this plate. And all of them agreed. So I said no. So I said Ramai, she was there in the meeting, he said Ramai mwe lero takujua nchito yanu mwe ni nyumba ya mena zafika kwa leni. Amen. So now I was thinking, so we need to find animals, we need to find chickens. So what we did, we just said okay, those who are going to buy animals, me I'll put in this, Brother Banda you put in this, are you ready? I'm ready, brother. Chako, who are we going to tell? Brother Sonyeza and there was Brother Mwale. You need to bring a big bag of charcoal. They said, no problem. Amen. So I was thinking, these believers, okay, it will work. So for the animals, I'll put in this. How much are the animals? We agreed. Okay. So in my heart, I was thinking, okay, I need to raise this money for the animals. Okay, we'll see. But your mind, we told that you are not putting in anything. Your job is just to take care of the visitors. We stopped her. Now, can you imagine, we stopped her. She's the one who comes in. So it means you really need to know what you're doing. Amen. So I was worried now because we stopped her. We said, you're not doing anything. So I had to make sure every week after service we are coming down. What is the status report? I was surprised. Tiambira, Brother Mwale, Brother Sonyezani. Ati sendi soko nzika kai. Tifuna tabenji nga yendo tengera Malash. Hey. Nanga my sisters, tinapasa nkuku. There were four sisters, each to put nkuku. We already found it. When can we bring it? Hey. Okay. That was good. Then now it was us for the animal.
He said, those who are bringing the animal, after next week, it will be ready. But in the heart, it's in drama, it's not enough. Amen. We had to fight until we did that. Amen. Proactive. So the pastor was telling me now, what is the costing? He says, if you want Brother Chavula to come, how is the costing? Because he said, our coffers are dry. I said, well, Pastor, don't worry. Food is already done. You just prepare for transport. You help him maybe transport to come. Amen. But all this money for buying food, what we already said. Then they said, the things were done in a short time. Everything came. Amen. So, we need to be proactive. Now, we thought, there was another thought. In Lusaka, Brother Bando was saying, in Lusaka, there are meetings. And I know these meetings, sometimes they'll catch us. How do we move? Because as a church which is growing up, we need to do what? We need to think. So we said, okay, the best is let us have a field. If we can have a field. So what we did, we found 2 acres. One field for soybeans, the other one for maize. When we cultivate, around August or so, we can sell them. Then that money we have, if there's a meeting, there's an emergency, we'll use that for transportation. So our fixed, we made a tight timetable from every week. So Wednesday, Bible study, rotation. Friday, prayers at the church. Thursday it is the field for the church. Amen. So whether kumunda kwani you have still got grass, you have what? Thursday everyone with kambwiri pa church. Amen. That's what we did. So we were trying to be proactive instead of waiting like the pastor was describing. That is very bad, isn't it? So this year what we've planned is we want to make about 30 compost heaps. Amen. We want to make sure that we have enough manure for 3 acres. We don't want this fertilizer. So when the rains are over, because the first time I did it myself with Brother Feston, but now we want everyone to be involved to do this work. So as believers, we need to be proactive. It's not good. All the time the pastor said, tomorrow is home sale. Don't forget home sale 18 hours. The pastor is doing everything. Home sale 18 hours. Fasting on Saturday. Rehearsal. Everything. The pastor. Everything. But we need to be proactive. Amen. It should come from us to say, me, I'm available. I need to do something. Amen. If you are not proactive, do you know that a vehicle is proactive? A vehicle which is not proactive, you know what it means? It's not a moving vehicle. It's something which children can play with. Because, you know, when we were boys, we used to make those things where you, a plank, you put my wheels, right? Do you know how those things used to move? You go where there's a slope, right? If there's no slope, you won't have fun. You go by the slope, Paja. Then on the slope, you go down, isn't it? When the slope is over, is your vehicle going to move? Zero. You have to go back to the slope, isn't it? But a vehicle which has an engine, whether it is a slope, whether it is a hillside, it still goes, isn't it? Because the revival is inside the engine, isn't it? As we are just seeing a thing passing, ah! The revival is inside. Now, they are believers, they have no engine. Abusa, Zabuera, Abusa. Now, Christwa. A sister, Tian, church. To church. Okay, the sister is at church. So, because you are a sister, you should be dressing properly. You are here. Osaiwala, Mairo. Abusa, Wanyamu. Fasting, Mairo. Prayer and fasting. Oh, our sister, every day. Do you know what happens when you leave the sister here? You find her here. She will not move. So we have to be proactive, isn't it? James says, bro. So you see how God is. He's waiting there. First, you be the first one. Come closer. Then I also come close to you. So what is the next thing? Begin with the end in mind. Amen. What does it mean to begin with the end in mind? Let us read... did I write this? Look for this. Okay, let us read Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, verse 10.
For this is Abraham. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Amen. So Abraham already knew the program. Do you know that if you already know the program, you are at home and rest? Amen. If it's a sister, someone comes in, oh, could you start? You already know the program. According to the program, that is not part of it. When there's a wedding, a program is fixed. Isn't it so? You don't do kwa wama kwedi. Oh, naine, nifnani mbeko special so. There is already a program. So, if you wanted to sing a special song, at first there, you would have been accommodated to adjust. So, what we are doing here, the program is already made. Amen. We know our destination. That is why we are not tempted by the world. We are not tempted by the dress code. So, like the pastor is saying, the young ones, these young boys here and girls, you also have to know the program. If you don't know the program, even if you are here, Why? Vijam program mlibe. Amen. Umbala stealing is not there. Haircuts, which are funny haircuts, which these boys vima table cut, mlibe. In this program, they are not table cut. In this program, there is no sagging. It's not there. Right? There are no hipsters. There are no short things. If you look at the program, when you come, do you know what, when you come to the wedding feast, God is going to say, Nangaraba. You remember that it says there's a person who didn't have the right garment. Amen. Eh? Everyone was in a suit. Everyone was in a tie. All the believers are seated. You with your jean, you are there. Nangaraba, you kaponya. Isn't it? So they said, Mumange kumanja, bind him hand and foot. Meaning, I am endo. Yasadiake mu. Mumulaiche. Muzo kulaicha. Kulaicha. Mwenti machitela na shaveo. We don't want him even to touch here. Isn't it? It's not there on the program. Laziness. All the time. Laziness. We are not able to do. We can't pray. We can't even midnight watch. Even it's a problem. You can't pray. You leave them abandoned. Are you sure? Because those are, we need to get excited for those daily devotion. Zero and leave daily devotion. They don't. Those are the things on the program, but they are not following them. So, when there's a wedding or whatever, we know the end. This time, the bride and groom, they will leave. Isn't it? See, and the wedding at Nichan Chitika. Kaya. Isn't that you, Perekachan, Makeke? No program. It doesn't work like that. So, the program is Abraham knew. So, even when he was with Lot, why didn't Abraham panic? To say, Lord, let me, I need to have that part of the life. He did not panic because he knew the program. So even when you are swindled or things are not working the way you're supposed to work in life, but you already have a program, you know. What you should worry is the things which are on the program, if you notice, it's not there. It's supposed to be on the program. You, what you're doing is not there. There you have to work. Amen. Put first things first. Matthew 6. Matthew chapter 6. Verse 33. So, the slumber party, we should know its place. Amen. It should not happen during the daytime. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. This scripture encourages me a lot. Amen. So, seek ye first. It doesn't say some of the things, it says all. Meaning all the things that we need shall be added. Okay? So, first things first. You see why we say we need to put God first. We wake up in the morning, we start with devotion. We start with prayers. And you are blessed if you are living in a house where you are more than two or three, you can still pray together. Don't make a mistake of ignoring routine in God's work. Amen. Because routine in godly work is very different from routine in the world. Routine in the world can be tiresome. That's why some people change jobs. I'm tired of doing this job. Others, they even change careers, isn't it? Why? Because but routine in Christianity is different. Because as you keep going through that circle, something is added. You don't realize, but something is added. I was watching something on the internet. They were discussing this person. They say, when you want to start becoming a bodybuilder, so usually when you see a guy who's very skinny, he's got bones, then he's lifting weights very, very thin. You know what they do? They start laughing at him. Say, ah, but that guy. Look at him. You are doing this. Now, if you don't know the program, you start listening to them, isn't it? You look at your muscles, you're just seeing bones. You look at your chest, ah, we're sure. Mairo, I was defeated. Mairo, I failed to pray. I had a bad dream. The devil attacked me. I fell in sin. You are trying to build. Those demons, they're still laughing at you. Is it? Nangumwe, Christ is going to church. Ah, how can he go to church? This one was. We used to smoke with this guy. You are trying to build that. The devil is bringing all those. Isn't it? But if you say, nienda church, it means you are putting up. You don't even realize you come for meetings. You notice that those habits you are having, they are stopping. Those people you are staying with, because you know sometimes you want to know where the battle is. You think those are just your friends, isn't it? They're just my friends. You're trying to build. But later on you say, but he's your friend. But Makamba vote kwana. He insults. He doesn't pray. They dress. So when you start doing that, you start noticing, this is the source of my problem. Isn't it? Now, do you know what happens when you do a bit of that? You start having a little bit of muscles. Those people who are laughing, you know what they'll start saying? What is here, sir? They'll stop laughing now. 05 at Richard. 4:30. Every day, Mzambi. Pa Wednesday, we go Bible study. Pa Friday, I Mapembe. Zoom Mapembe Rofuru. But the bass they are playing throughout, isn't it? Sin is every day. Pa Monday, we go. I thought bass at least Friday. Okay, we can say okay. The devils. Pa Monday, they are drinking. No one talks about it. Even you going to church on Monday, won't you go into church per Monday? If you want to come here and pray, you've seen this hall. Me, I thank God for this hall. I thank God for this hall. Amen. Amen. Abusa and person maki in front of maki. Amen. Head in the morning. God knows that Abusa is not picking up. My Abusa. That I thank God I even have the phone for Joshua Kuyerepi, isn't it? Joshua, yes, and go bring the keys to the gate. Amen. I have all the time to lock myself here before I go back. Amen. I don't have time to tanda. I didn't even look at it. I only am a room menga. Yeah, we could be a program. Kutandala is not wrong, isn't it? I come here to shout my lungs out. Amen. Because this is my father's house. No one will get me out of here. Amen. If I want to pray, if I want to pray, they'll say, we are closing now, isn't it? But here, I lock the door. So if you say, per Monday, I even tried to camp. I'm not going to go. It's nice. Amen. So you have to be there. This is your place
You have to be there. So as you are building, you know what they'll do? They'll stop. They'll stop talking. Guide you now. You're now having the strength. Amen. So they'll be respecting you. Like they are doing with Brother Sonyezan. They were, they used to call him, Sonyezan, if you fought, atapita kuchecha at chako, mpoka chasu. He did not stop. He went through a terrible, he actually, it looks simple, but he went through hell. I didn't even realize. But he did not stop. Then he, when he was consistent, that's when they were saying, oh, wapembera. Oh, anachinja na mapembero. Then now, they call him, anabusa, anabusa. They start, oh, mtipembere, wakambati mtipembere reko. When there's a problem, they go to his house now. Abusa wanu, wakabwere. Why? Because you are now getting stronger. Amen. So, first, what is important? Put first things first. Then think win-win. What does it mean? Meaning, maganizo. Win-win, mwizi. Do you know what a win-win situation is? If things go like this, I'll still gain. If they don't go, they go the other way, I'll still gain. So it's a win-win. Let us look at Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy 28, what is it saying? Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28, verse 13. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandment of the Lord of thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. Amen?
Amen.
You see, win-win, we are supposed to be the head at everything we do. Whether you are in school, do you know the good thing of a child of God? Even when you pray about it, you start a business, huh? And then you make a loss. Everything has gone. That is not a loss. Do you know that it is not a loss? God is teaching you something. Amen. So it is still a win. It looks like a loss, but it's a win. Amen, isn't it? Because when we are living with our children, when they do wrong, we correct them. When you whip them, that's not a loss. It's still a win. You want to take out that wrong behavior out of them. That's why we don't feel sorry. We have to discipline our children, isn't it? So, because we are looking at a win-win situation. So, the Bible says we are the head and not the tail. Isn't it? It means whatever circumstances, they should not make us bow down. Whatever circumstances, they should not make us lose. Isn't it? Because when you are someone who is above on a win-win, you are like a king, isn't it? So, the king does not bow to anyone. Does a king bow to anyone? He doesn't bow to anyone. And the Bible says that we are gods. God walks in the congregation of the mighty. He judges. I don't know if I'm quoting it right. Amongst the gods. Us, we are the gods. Amen. You are walking, maybe you are poor, you have no car, you have no shoes, but you are a god. Those who don't know God, they have to look up to you. They are under you. Any person, no matter how smart, no matter how educated, no matter how talented, but they are under you. Isn't it? So a king doesn't bow to anyone. Can you imagine even the mother of a king? If the mother of a king comes in an audience, the king doesn't, oh, Amama, wait, oh, Amama, this is my mother, she kept me. At one time I was almost, the king doesn't do that. The mother bows to the king. Do you understand? When a king receives visitors, doesn't show anxiety. You don't, as a king, you are a king, isn't it? You don't say, Abuera, oh, Afum Kalani. Then you, Afum Kalani.
There has to be another throne for the other king. If there is no other throne, they'll just find him another seat, not your throne. So, because you are a head, you are not a tail. So if the devil comes around to bully you, remember, you are not designed to be bullied. You are above that. So you don't bow down to any circumstance, any temptation, any challenge. You are above that because you are a child of God. That is what the Bible says. But if you leave the Lord, that's when you bow down. You've seen what's happening to Israel. We were just discussing with the war which is going there. That country, Gaza, if you've heard of what they call Gaza, that is the country where Goliath came from. That was Gath. Because the Israelites, they disobeyed the Lord. Up to today, they are still fighting. Amen. Number five, we should first seek to understand before we can be understood. Let's look at Luke 22, verse 32. We need to understand what we are doing. So this word of God, when you hear a preaching, if you don't understand it, pray about it. Before you can even tell somebody, you also have to understand. Luke chapter 22, verse 32. But, this is the Lord Jesus was telling Peter, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Amen. So, the other habit is for us to strengthen, for us to win this fight, we have to understand, we have to know. We have to understand the war itself. Amen. Because if we don't understand it, we won't know how to fight. Amen. So before we can give out instructions or we can seek out to do the service, we need to seek the Lord. You see why? First, we have to seek the Lord. Amen. Even the pastor, we ask him and think the pastor is used to preaching. He also has to seek the Lord. Amen. He seeks the Lord. After seeking the Lord, then he comes. Amen. So, for me, what I've learned in a church service, I participate fully in the service when I have sought the Lord. Because when I seek to understand what is happening in the house of the Lord. Because if you don't seek the Lord, you will not understand. What will be happening is you'll be absent-minded. Even when we sing, instead of your spirit to catch the fire, you may think we've sung too much. You may think we've prayed too much, isn't it? So first, seek to understand. Seek to get in the spirit. When you get in the spirit, then you know what you're doing. Amen. That's what worldly people do. When they go for games, football, they know that we are here for this period of time. Isn't it? They know the thing. So you, if you don't know, you just go there. You think, can we go home now? They'll tell you it's not yet over. There are still 45 minutes. Isn't it? So even us, we need to understand the game we are doing here. That is why do we have, look, Wednesday Bible study, Friday we have this, Sunday we are here, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, midnight watch, praying every day. Why? We understand. Why the pastor was talking about, can't we have time where we close the church, we go for vacation? No. Because we understand. If we don't understand, amen. Why do we keep getting excited all the time? Because we understand. So when we understand what's happening, when you get in the spirit of what's happening, you'll be able to disseminate it out effectively. Amen. So the other work is synergize. Now what is to synergize? It means to synergize is to combine two or more things to come together. The purpose of combining them so that they can do the work. For example, if I have two young ones, I tell them to lift this. They may struggle to lift it. Huh? But when I put them together, they'll carry it. The Lord will be lightened. You see that? That's what synergizing does. Do you understand?
So how do we find synergy in fellowship? Amen. When I was praying during the overnight, I was feeling like someone was lifting me up. Amen. The way I was flowing, that atmosphere. Because that was a synergy. We were having a synergy drive. Amen. Combining two powers. Their vehicles now, they've got what they call synergy drive. It uses electricity. It also uses petrol, fuel. It's both electric, it's a hybrid, and this. So what it means is, if you are going to Chipata, for example, if you need a full tank, instead of you having two full tanks, you just make sure that it is charged, the electric part is charged. You can go to Chipata on a charge, then coming back, that money, you don't even spend it on fuel. That electric engine will start working. Amen. Synergy drive. Amen. So when you come for fellowship here, you get lifted up. Amen. And like when you're just alone, doing it alone, isn't it? So this one, we need to synergize. There's power in synergy. There's power in fellowship. And then it produces a joint effect, than the sum of the two separate parts. What does it mean? The power that it will produce, it will be greater. Okay? Than if you are using them separately. Okay? So you help each other. The Bible says we carry one another's burdens, isn't it? Now, the final one, it says, after you've done all these things, now it's time for you to sharpen your sword. Amen. Meaning you sharpen your sword. That is Daniel chapter 11. Daniel chapter 11. Daniel 11. Verse 32. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupt by flattery, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Amen. So exploits meaning you are going in places which you've never gone to. You do great works there. You are exploring places you've never gone to. So when the pastor was talking during the overnight, he was making my heart bubble to go further. Amen. So my prayer, brothers and sisters, let us use these weapons that we've been given. Amen. So that we can be able to manage this war. We may be able to win, to have the victory, to know the Lord better, to grow up in the knowledge and in the fear of God. Amen. Yeah, we can stand. Shall we stand?